said my life take two. Oh Lord have mercy on this weary soul.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey there, Radio Land. This is Go Yard, and we don't want to strike out. We want to have a home run tonight, Dr. Angel Falzoni, don't we?
Absolutely, we do.
We just love doing these shows. And this is the last show. No, it's next week. It's this week, the last show of our first year.
Absolutely. Yes,
next week is our 1 year anniversary. Yeah, I forgot my dates there for a minute. And so welcome everyone through Starcom Media around the globe, across the United States, different cities, and of course all of our faithful listeners in the Tampa Bay area and those who listen later on our website, which is goyard2014.org. Welcome to everyone. We're going to have a great show. And we're going to have a good time, but we usually have a good time, don't we, Dr. Angel?
We do. Last week, I think we laughed so hard.
We did. It was fun. I'm Mama Mac, and joining me is my co-host, Dr. Angel Falzoni, the licensed mental health counselor and PhD expert for our show. And I cannot believe it's almost been a year that we have been on the air.
It doesn't feel like that long.
It's just been flying by because we've been having such a good time. We welcome you to call in during the show if you're in the Tampa Bay area. We are live right now at 6:06 p.m. is our starting time here in Tampa Bay on 1340 a.m. and also on www.tantalk1340.com. So if you're listening on the radio, you can switch over to your smartphone or your computer, whatever. And that's fine, too. You can call in at 727-441-3000 if you'd like to weigh in on our topic tonight. It is such a sad, depressing topic, Dr. Angel. I don't know how we're going to get through this topic without so much pain. Why are you laughing?
Because tonight we are talking about humor, and it's really the best medicine.
Really? Oh, humor. So it's not a painful show.
No, it's a fun
one. It's not a heavy show. Mm-hmm. It's a show about enjoying life and having a good time at it, right?
Yes, it is.
And we have last couple weeks, we did two shows back to back on worry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so many people spend their life doing that and wasting precious time on this earth by being consumed by their worry, which kind of segued to us saying, let's talk about humor.
Absolutely.
Humor me, Dr. Angel. Or the title that you came up with, Humor Really is the Best Medicine. Which is really good. We're going to talk about the effects. We're going to talk about how to become more humorous. Funny. I know that the movie Funny Girl probably happened long before you were born, but that's a great movie from a long time ago. I think starring Streisand, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Of course you don't know.
You weren't born,
of course. All right. I'm here with the very young Dr. Angel Falzone. All right. Humor, it's a stress reliever, isn't it, Doctor?
Oh, my goodness. Humor is a major stress relief. It is something that we all need. If we don't have it, we need more of it. And if we have some of it, let's get some more. Because I don't think we can have enough of this in our life.
There's so many people who never laugh about anything, really, much. Have you known people like that?
You know,
as a therapist, have you?
Yeah, there's a lot of people who just take life a little too serious.
Yeah.
You know, they become a grown-up, and then they think they kind of have to just be serious all the time.
All the time. And, you know, some people really grow up very serious.
They do.
Some people grow up in homes that everything is dramatic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And everything is serious. Everything is intense. Mm-hmm. And they don't play. I think a big part of what's wrong with our society, a lot of people have never learned to play.
And play is very important, yes.
How would you define play, Dr. Angel?
Play is just anything that lets your imagination and your brain kind of go free. It's doing something useless, senseless, and just kind of creativity take over.
I love the word silly. I think the word silly is silly.
It is silly.
It's a fun word. I mean, it's just fun to say, you know? It's just cool. And I think a lot of people do not know how to be silly.
I agree with you. I agree. You know, life is, we live in a pretty gruesome society at times. There's a lot of seriousness. There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of struggles. And you know what? I think we just need to learn to take a step back. Mm-hmm. And let's start using some humor in our lives a little bit.
Really? You're saying that, and you got a big old grin on your face.
I do.
Talking about being funny and humorous and silly makes you laugh?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it.
Okay.
And it's just become a daily part of our lives, you know? I mean, we can't take ourselves too seriously. I mean, even being a doctor, I can make the most ridiculous mistakes ever possible. And I just start laughing at myself in the middle of work sometimes. I'm like, oh my goodness, I totally did something totally insanely
stupid.
Yeah,
yes.
Stupid. Let's just call it what it is. But you know what? Instead of like feeling frustrated or feeling like, oh my gosh, people aren't going to, you know,
respect you.
Me.
Yes.
You know what? Laugh it off, move on, and you know, it's all good.
Oh my gosh, you have just given something very important here. But before we go back to that point, I want to go back to that point in a little while. Talk to me about the benefits of humor, because I know that physically and emotionally, there have got to be a lot of benefits to being silly and fun.
Oh, there are so many benefits. There's some short-term benefits. So just in the moment when we are laughing and having fun, it lightens our load mentally.
Okay.
It induces physical change in our body. So it can stimulate our organs because we're increasing our oxygen intake as we laugh.
Whoa.
We're taking those deeper breaths.
Okay.
So we're sending this rich air, and it's stimulating our heart and our lungs and our muscles, and it increases this chemical that we need called endorphins.
Endorphins.
And I call endorphins. They're the chemical that makes us happy.
Okay, our happy chemical. Okay, so do we have to have a big belly laugh in order to have the release of endorphins?
Well, we can get it without that huge belly laugh. But we definitely need to have where we're feeling that the muscles are, you know, our heart rate's increasing and we're taking those deeper breaths to really get that endorphin release.
But how about the person that's listening to us right now and says, you don't have any idea how serious my life is, how complicated it is, how awful it is, how depressing it is, how frustrating it is, or whatever the case may be. There are probably people listening, if not right now, they will be, who would take issue that humor is that important.
Humor is extremely important because it's almost the antidote to stress and worry.
Wow.
It really is. It's the opposite. It causes the opposite effects. And so when we have stress and worry, if I'm going to challenge that person and says, my life is too serious and I have all the stress, then you need humor more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you have to overcome what is happening to your body when you're constantly worrying and stressing.
Don't you find it fascinating that we are created with, quote unquote, a funny bone?
I know, I love that.
I mean, seriously.
And it's not funny when you hit it either. It hurts so bad.
It does. Ouch. No, but I mean, seriously, the fact that humanity does have the ability to laugh at ourselves and others and situations, and the actual physical act is what I'm talking about, of laughter. I find that a fascinating thing.
Oh, I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it's an amazing gift to have to find laughter and silliness and humor in our world.
I agree. I mean, even little babies, they start, now people say babies, oh, they're not really laughing when they're that young, but I'll tell you, they do grin and, you know, and I think it's because they're laying there looking at us as we talk the crazy baby talk to them and thinking, why are you talking like that? You know, whatever. But seriously, I find it fascinating that we have this innate ability to see the humor in things around us and in our own selves.
Well, and you know, the thing is yes, we do have an innate ability, but some of us have lost it because we just haven't practiced it.
There you go. There you go. So, okay. So
we got to get it back.
We got to get it back. So
yes,
let's talk about why somebody would want to get it back. Endorphins. Tell me more about endorphins, doctor.
Endorphins are released in exercise, and they're released when we have those big laughs and those good times. So those are good chemicals because endorphins relieve pain.
Okay.
They make you feel
really
good. Yeah, they're the body's natural pain reliever.
So instead of taking pain meds, I should laugh more?
You know, it could help. Absolutely. You know, and it's funny because it releases some tension. I know you don't. But it does release the tension when we laugh.
Right.
It's because it's making those muscles work and then and sending more blood through it. So it's kind of releasing some of those tensions. So when we have like chronic tension headaches, laughing can really be a help to that.
And with that in mind, do you think that some people who really struggle with a lot of stress headaches, is it because they don't relax enough to be humorous or
yes.
see the joy?
They're not letting themselves relax. They're not letting themselves find fun and silly, and they've lost that little component. I'm going to challenge everyone that we need to get it back.
There you go.
That's
I like
sure.
that.
Because we need this antidote, because we all have enough worry and stress. I don't have to sit there. There's not too many people, there are a few people I have to say, you know, you should probably worry a little bit more in your life, but most of us worry way too much.
Right.
We have way too much stress. So we need this antidote.
Okay.
We need it.
So if anybody missed the last 2 weeks, we did two shows on worry that I think are really helpful shows. I thought they were great. So, you know, go back and listen to those because they will help you in your life here.
Oh, yes.
So when was it? The last one of August and the first one of September. So on Are You a Worry Wart was the title of those. Okay, so here we are now. You're telling me that to laugh a lot, to find the humor in things, is a stress reliever.
It is. You know, okay, so we talked about it's relaxing to our body. So here's what research shows. Research shows that a good heart laugh can relieve physical tension and stress, leaving your muscles relaxed for up to 45 minutes.
Like the benefit of having a great massage.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
huge. Just by laughing.
That's huge.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That's a good reason right there.
That is a great reason. It's making our bodies relax physically and soothing our tension. It can stimulate our circulation, which is important for us. It aids in muscle relaxation. And these can reduce the physical damage that we have already caused by stress and worry.
Whoa.
So we can start reversing some of that damage.
By just becoming more lighthearted.
Yes.
More fun.
More fun.
Okay. So you said something about it relieving pain, laughter, and that. Go back to that point.
Okay. Well, those are the short-term benefits.
Okay.
There's more to that in the long-term benefits.
Really?
But you know what was interesting? I had read a piece of research that stated that a good belly laugh can get your heart rate up and have more benefits for you than exercising and cardiovascular for 15 minutes.
Whoa.
That's huge.
That is huge.
So my people who don't want to exercise, we need to start really learning to laugh.
Here's your substitute for all that, you know, exercise you don't want to do. Start laughing. Okay, so it relieves some pain. It does things in our bodies because of the release of endorphins. That's what you're saying, doctor?
Well, that's the release of endorphins is one of the benefits.
Okay.
But it's getting your heart rate up. It's getting deeper oxygen. It's getting more circulation and flow through your body. So
right.
It's doing multiple things at the same time.
Right, right.
So it's not just one thing. It's doing a lot at the same time.
Wow, wow. Okay, so for the person who's chronically depressed,
mm-hmm.
the person who's chronically sad and, you know, they see everything negatively, how do you encourage them to start changing their perspective? Because I see that's what we're talking about is perspective, isn't it?
Well, sure. I mean, we can always decide, you know, when I make a silly, stupid mistake at work, I can be like, oh my gosh, how could I be so dumb and da-da-da-da and just beat myself up.
Exactly.
Instead, I can just totally let it go and laugh at it. So it's my perspective of how I choose to deal with the same situation.
So some people are so self-conscious, if you will, so feeling inferior that they really don't want to tell on themselves for some stupid mistake or some whatever they might have done that is comical. They don't want to tell on themselves because it makes them feel less than, probably, you know?
It can. It can threaten somebody. True, it can definitely threaten our self-esteem if we let it. But when we learn to laugh at ourselves, we're doing so much more good for our body than the little hurt of our self-esteem from doing something that, you know, took that dig to it, you know?
Right.
So that's what we're wanting to do. In my house, everyone knows I am the clumsiest person alive. I can trip over nothing.
Right.
And I've broken both arms, my foot.
Yes. In the few years, and I've known you for a few years, I've seen casts on multiple parts of you. I really have, doctor.
And it's a joke in our house now because I've broken arms doing laundry.
Yes, that door you ran into recently and broke your hand. Yes. That was very bizarre. And but you can laugh about
it.
I got to hand it to you. Even though some days you look like you're all bandaged up here. but that's really good. So were you always that way, doctor?
No. It's something I had to learn to do as an adult. Because I think that I learned, like a lot of people learn, is that I had a low value of myself, a concept.
Okay.
So I wasn't willing to let myself laugh at myself.
Okay.
And so I think in like my mid-20s, when I just realized, you know what? It's going to happen. I'm human, you know?
Right.
I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to do silly stuff. And let's just, you know, when my kids were little and they would laugh back at something totally silly I did, I'm like, you know, it really was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And just learned to laugh at myself. And it was okay. It's okay that.
So you became more comfortable by gradually changing your perspective. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
And so I chose to look at a situation and say, There's some humor in it. You know, craziness I just did. Or sometimes I just do random silly things. I walked into medical records, and my medical records lady, she likes to listen to Pandora Radio, and she always puts it on all kinds of little stations. And I walked in there one day, and it was playing the Grease songs. And I busted out dancing the hand jive in the middle of medical records.
Oh, that's great.
You know, nobody expected somebody to come in there, especially me, walking in and busting out the hand jive.
That is great.
But you know what? Everyone laughed their heads off, and it's been a memory.
There you go. And so often, the things that really are humorous in life do become the memories.
They do.
You know, that's what we remember. We don't remember that awful, sad stuff. A lot of times, we do.
We remember the extremes. We remember the extreme goods and the extreme bads.
Right. But those good times, those good memories, you know, when somebody loses a parent or whatever, and you're sitting around remembering dad or mom, and my dad, my sisters and I, we were so blessed with both of our parents, but they were both silly people. I gotta say, they really were. And I know my sisters listened to the show, and they would agree with that, because they did all kinds of funny things that were carried down to our kids and grandkids, etc. And they remember those stories that dad would tell, and the way he would act and be silly and dress up in crazy clothes. And, you know, even my grandpa, I remember him doing stuff like that. So that's what you're talking about. Create those memories for your family.
And sometimes they just happen naturally and spontaneously.
Right.
And sometimes we just kind of got to get in there and start helping it to happen.
Right. Wow. Okay, so this stress you're saying is really very harmful. We've been talking about that over the last few weeks, and I think that in general, we minimize what stress does to us, but it has long-term effects, does it not?
And it's killing us.
Let's
just face it. Stress is aging us. It's shutting our body systems down. It's, you know, hurting our moods. It's hurting our hearts. It's really... it's definitely damaging us.
So when we go to bed at night and we are all stressed up and we have just had a rough day and we can't remember anything funny or anything that's happened, that's pretty bad. We gotta change this.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And you know what? Life is serious and things do go wrong and things can be hard. And I'm not trying to minimize that, but we can also find those moments of those joyous, happy, silly, humorous moments.
We got to learn to laugh.
We have to find them. We have to look for them or create them.
And as you are saying this, you are grinning from ear to ear. And those of you that can watch us on the video can see Dr. Angel here grinning because, and even though you've had a rough week,
mm-hmm.
just talking about being more silly, more fun-loving, more looking for the humor in things in our lives, it does kind of make you grin.
It really does. You know, it's funny because it's something
Or are you just
that...
grinning because you're looking at me?
You don't know.
There you go. Right.
You know, it's just something that we've kind of learned to put into our house all the time, you know, with the kids. We'll do something silly. Somebody will do something silly. And we just, it's a game. It becomes, sometimes we make it up as we go. I've talked about playing Impractical Jokers with the kids.
Yes.
So we go on the cruise. I have my whole family and my sister's family. You know what? All these kids wanted to come and play silly pranks on people and do Impractical Jokers for like 3 nights of the cruise. They didn't want to go with the kid functions. They wanted to come hang out with us grown-ups.
No way.
Yes, and it was so funny because they were hilarious doing it. I mean, I laughed so hard. I mean, I literally wet my pants.
Okay,
I just committed something bad.
TMI right there.
But I did.
But is it because these your boys are three teenage boys.
Yes,
so,
they are.
You know, they're not little kids that would. So what was so much fun about that they didn't want to go do other activities?
I think it was just that we all got involved and we created something silly and something different, and it was just fun. It was really fun and funny.
So they were pranking each other.
Well, no. They weren't pranking each other. They were pranking the other people on the boat.
There you go. Any complaints from the...
No, actually, people were really funny about it. Like, we had a child who had to go get 5 hugs from people, and he couldn't ask for hugs. So he was just going and hugging people.
Oh.
It was really cute and fun. And most people laughed it off when they realized we were playing a game.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. But look at that. I mean, you created a memory that your sons will never forget and your nieces and nephews and so forth. So there you go. That's what we're talking about. And as a result of that, it's been my experience in life that we can take life very seriously. And we can catastrophize, as we have been talking about a couple weeks ago, which is a word, by the way, audience. We found out Dr. Angel was right. And here I'm going to throw you under the bus, Chris. Chris and I were wrong.
What were we wrong about now?
That same thing, catastrophizing.
That is a word?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, I'm done. I've had it. I'm out of here.
And now we're laughing at you. Okay.
Catastrophizing?
Yeah.
No, didn't we make a rule on the show? You can't use the word if you don't know how to spell it.
Oh, I could spell it, but
without
I'd have
looking
to write
at
down.
The computer.
No, I couldn't do it without looking at the computer.
Yeah, but actually, she happened to be right, and we were wrong on that one. But you know what?
If I had a dollar.
There you go. Oh, but it when we have a perspective of everything being awful, awfulizing, mm-hmm. catastrophizing, whatever you want to call it. Is that how you pronounce it, by the way?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. All right. So when we have that perspective and we are looking, we expect the worst all the time. And there's a lot of people that do, doctor. Mm-hmm. They expect the worst. So then it kind of takes the humor out of life because they know something awful is about to happen. They just know it. In fact, it's one of my pet peeves when people say things like, nothing good ever happens to me. No wonder this happened, because I always have terrible luck. Oh, if this would happen to anybody, it would happen to me. I mean, I hear people say that kind of stuff a lot, and that's annoying.
You know what? When you go looking for something bad, you're gonna find it.
How the power of your words. I mean, really, mm-hmm. not good. We welcome you to weigh in on this topic, 727-441-3000 during the show, or you can text, and I forgot to give you our text number, and it is 727-888-4171. 727-888-4171. It seems to me, Dr. Angel, that this world is bad enough as it is. Why do we dwell on all the negative? What is it about human nature that tends to want to watch a terrible car wreck? You know, I mean, what do they call that? Rubbernecking?
The rubberneckers.
You know, they go by a wreck and they just got to look, you know? I mean, what is it with human nature that...
I think it's what we feed. And you know what? We live in kind of a culture that feeds a lot of negativity. You can't turn on the TV
without
being fed a ton of it. And you know, a lot of times we're choosing to watch, like, you know, great dramas. And I'm not saying they're not good shows, but like Law and Orders or CSIs or whatever. I don't know what's on TV anymore. But those kind of like criminal shows. And you know, we're still feeding a lot of pain and hurt and suffering. If you watch the news, well... That just does it in. And so I think we're just feeding a lot of that negative. So we're just expecting it everywhere.
So it kind of takes that fun out of life because we're feeding all that yuck. We're going to talk more about this in the next half hour. And again, feel free to call in 727-441-3000. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Call a friend. Tell them to join us.
Is it time to consider a new pool enclosure or beautiful screen room for your family's enjoyment? Family-owned and operated, Boyle's Aluminum is the place to call for timely installation of all types of seamless guttering and screen enclosures. Boyle's Aluminum is A-rated on Angie's List and with the Better Business Bureau. Check out their website at boylesaluminum.com or call today for a free estimate at 727-504-9354. Mention this ad for a discount on your project. Boyle's Aluminum, treating you like family with honest and reliable service.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
Woo! Love it. Let's hear some more of that laughing.
He's all
I'm
going
to give you the dance.
Look at what's happening right now.
Oh, my gosh. I wish our audience, those of you that were watching on the video, should have seen Dr. Angel here doing her little thing.
She still is.
She's still doing it.
I'm dancing it. It's a thriller dance.
I know. You're just crazy. I tell you, and Chris, our engineer, popped his head in here and said now he's feeling better for the next 45 minutes as a result of watching you.
I got a good belly laugh in. I'm good.
Good, you good? You got your belly laugh in.
I got a little practice doing the hand
dive. She was so tearing it up in here during that first song. Oh, my gosh. Woo! I hear we have a caller, Chris.
Yeah, we do. We have Donna in Pinellas Park is on the line.
Hey, Donna, talk to us.
Hey, I'm loving the topic, ladies. I wanted to share, I have two women that I work pretty closely together. Our offices are right there together. And we just feed off each other of laughter throughout the day, you know?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because some people come through and, you know, kind of look at us or whatever. We don't want to bother us, you know? We just go ahead with whatever we're doing. We kind of make jokes about things that are happening or something that it's just, we just, there's always something happening there at the office, you know? But I find personally that the laughter thing that we do, it makes for a better working environment as far as I'm concerned, because it is. And we just, and you're telling me now medical reasons of why it's good. You
know?
We do that, and I find it does lighten the load because we're under a lot of pressure and a lot of stress all the time, you know, and it helps lighten that load a little bit. So
and
I
don't
just wanted to weigh in on that.
We're glad you did. And don't you think, Donna, that when we have a little group or people at work that we know we're going to have a good time with, that it makes us look forward to going to work better than if we're going in with a bunch of sad, mad people all the time, you know?
Exactly. Unfortunately, one of the other women actually are looking for another job, and I'm involved with the interview process for that position, so I'm hoping that I get someone who likes to laugh a lot.
Oh, there you go. You know what? If you're involved in the interview, why don't you talk to them about humor?
that's going real good.
I don't know if you were watching. Were you watching on the videos feed here?
Sound like y'all had fun.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, too bad we don't have that recorded of what was going on here. And Dr. Angel just let her hair down. And I tell you what, she was being wild. Hey, thanks, Donna, for calling in. And we're so glad you have a good work environment. And humor makes all the difference. We have such a good time doing the show with Chris, Dr. Angel, and I. I mean, it is fun. We enjoy it. We look forward to it. And that really is what life's all about, isn't it? Anyway, having a good time.
Yes, so, it is.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling in, Donna.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. So, Dr. Angel, back to this thing of what did you do? What do you advise the person who has never grown up, let's say, in a home that where there was a lot of laughter or a lot of fun? like what you've created for your boys is amazing. You know?
And that's what we need to do. We need to create opportunities.
We create it,
for humor.
Don't we?
We do. Right. And so, you know, before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, we can turn on the TV and we can find all kinds of really sad things or tragic things or, you know, and sometimes it's entertaining, but we're still feeding a lot of negativity. So I'm going to just challenge you, turn it off and find something funny to watch.
Yes.
Bust out an old funny movie, watch some comedy. You know, little I Love Lucy reruns can be the funniest little things in the world sometimes.
Oh, they can. I know. I've got several of those. And there's a dog show. Was that the name of it? I forget the name of it. That is an old movie that my son bought me years ago. It's probably a 15-year-old movie. Whatever. I don't know. But it is one of the funniest ones. And we just, a lot of times when the kids come home, we pull that movie out again. Because, or Christmas Vacation, almost Christmas. I don't know about you guys. Mm. But watching Christmas Vacation, the original one. And all of those kinds of movies really create memories, and everybody can have a really fun time together.
And so it's kind of setting that stage, setting that humor and that laughter stage, and which we need help doing sometimes. So I'm just going to challenge you, pick up something funny.
Yeah. There you go. That's a good idea.
We all have a different sense of what funny is to us, but find something funny.
But don't you think your funny bone, whatever that is, it changes in life
as you use it?
Yes. Yeah. You know? We were talking with somebody right before our show tonight about how this person was saying at first when she began to watch Letterman years ago, he wasn't that funny to her. Didn't seem that funny because Letterman's got a different sense of humor, you know? And by the way, my claim to fame is we went to college together and we even had a class together. How about that? But anyway, you know, as she watched it more, she said she began to really appreciate his humor. And don't you think that that is true? It's a good, you know, good encouragement to our listeners. Start watching some of these things.
Yeah, pick them up. I know if you open my DVD cupboard at home, you're going to find 90% comedies in there.
Right.
I love and thrive off of them.
Exactly.
It sets that mood for laughter.
How about home funniest videos? What is it?
Oh, my children watch that
show. What's that called?
The home funniest videos.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Some of the stuff that happens. And that, you know.
And there's YouTube. You can hit up the YouTube and, like, find everyone where they, like, do silly stuff. Or it's just hilarious.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Last time my youngest son, Mark, and his wife, Candy, were home, my grandson had shown me something on YouTube. And I said, hey, I got on the sofa beside him, and I got my little laptop. And I said, here, let me show you something. We sat there just barreling laughing over these skits from this comedy team. And so that's a memory that we have right now because we did that. We just took time and that's, you know, we had a game going, but we were really watching that, you know. So
there
fun.
You go. So we can do that. We can start putting on some comedies. We could go to, like, comedy clubs.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of areas. I know we have a lot in our area of just little random stand-up comics. You know, in fact, when we were on the cruise, they had a comedy club that they would bring in, like, three different comics all the time on the cruise.
Right.
So they did a lot of shows. You know, every show was just standing room only.
Right.
People were drawn to that. And as they came in, it was getting busier and busier as the week went on because it felt good to laugh.
Is that what you're saying? People love to laugh, really?
Yes.
And even people out there that may not even know they love to laugh.
And it feels so good to do it because it does feel good. There's a reason why it feels good. It's doing stuff to our body that feels good and that we need.
And to get your mind off of the seriousness of life, you said a minute ago about being careful what we watch on TV. The news is hardly ever good.
True.
You know, it just, ugh.
Well, and it kind of sets up that stage to, like, is there anything good around us?
You right.
Know? So we need to feed some more of those good stories, too. And, you know, the news can be important, but we need to turn it off at times. Too much is too much. I mean, I know one channel starts the news at 4 a.m. and
yes,
they're running
they do.
The same stories all morning. And it's the same.
Yes.
The same tragic kind of stories, story after story. And so, you know, it's just got to be a moment where we got to get something good and lighthearted going.
Oh, absolutely. You're saying it takes effort.
It does take effort. You know, you have to do it purposefully. You know, that's our word, being purposeful.
Purposefully. You want to, I choke
here. We choose.
Here.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm choking
okay.
on whatever, watching you dance in here. That's what I'm choking on, but go ahead.
You know, it's just purposeful. It's, you know, when you pick up the newspaper, read the comics.
There
How
you go.
How about that?
They
you
still
know?
Have them? We still have newspapers,
there are
right?
still newspapers. And there are comic sections.
And there are comic sections still?
Yeah, but they're cute, and it's funny, and it's silly, and those are the things we want to do. Share a good joke or a funny story with people.
Funny stories. You know, to me, that is one of the best ways to include people in a group or a party or whatever. And we all have funny stories in our repertoire, like the year that I almost burned up my house cooking Thanksgiving dinner for our church.
Oh, no.
And that was a few years back. But that story has been repeated over and over again. Of course, I think it gets funnier as years go by because it gets a little worse. But it was an awful event. But anyway, that's the kind of thing. And people like to retell, don't you think?
Yes, they do.
Those stories, especially when you get around your siblings, your family members, and you're retelling the stories of the past. Mm-hmm. Funny.
You know, it's funny. I caught something you said. That it was a horrible event.
It was,
so at
really.
The moment, it wasn't funny at all.
Oh, my gosh, I almost burnt down the condo. Well, yeah.
And now it's something that's retold over and
having
over, and it's
30
funny.
People for dinner and almost burnt down my condo. I mean, seriously, it was crazy for a
so
few minutes.
So that's just it. We can take those moments of our life that feel overwhelming, and they can be very humorous.
We've never ceased to laugh about that. It's
there
been,
you go.
That story's been told multiple times. Okay, and how about having parties? I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know. Do we have enough parties in our
life?
I
don't think people get together that much, you know, anymore. You know, it used to be where you could just drop by someone's house. Now you have to, like, we can't do that anymore. Everyone's lives are too busy. And so we just need to have purposeful, random parties. You know, we just did over the weekend. We had some friends come over, and we had, you know, everyone brought a dish to share, and we just had a good time, and we shared stories, and we played games, and it
right.
was just fun.
Relaxing, mm-hmm. right? And so often, I think, and you know how I feel about Facebook, although it has its benefits, a lot of times I think it substitutes for our social life.
It can, and it's not a good substitute. We need that face-to-face.
You need the face-to-face. It's not enough to be online, playing games online. You need interaction, human interaction. Can you speak to that?
Well, human interaction's like a key component for us, because that's where it's feeding our brain, and it's sending chemicals through our body to relax us, and we're feeling connected and supported, and emotionally it's good for us. Physically, it's good for us. You know, we talked about the research. People who aren't connected with other people die earlier. So human connection is part of our longevity.
Boy, that is a, ooh, I don't know. I don't see my bell, but I tell you what, that's a bell ringer right there, that people who aren't connected with people.
We need to be connected, and that's important. So host a game night. Bust out an old game of Monopoly. You can
host a game night.
Laugh your head off playing. I'll tell you, our all-time favorite is when we do win, lose, or draw. So, like, our Pictionary. So
yes.
We have this big dry erase board that
right.
we picked up for, like, $20 at Walmart, and we put it on a chair, and we team up, and yeah, it's hilarious to watch how all of us can't draw. Or charades, those are another really good
fun.
One.
Oh, it's fun.
So we'll take movie titles or song titles and put them in a big bag, and then you have to act out the titles, and
mm-hmm.
it's hilarious. And
it is.
It's cheap, and it's free, actually, if you just make it up as you go. And
right.
And it's a really good time.
But you're talking about it taking effort. Purposefully.
Mm-hmm.
There's your word, doctor. Purposefully saying, okay, we're going to do something fun like this and invite people over and whatever, you know?
That's it. We're going to take the time to invest into it. And we have to invest into fun and laughter. Get a pet. You know, pets.
My dog is hilarious.
You never run out of laughter.
Zoe Grace is hilarious. Now, Bailey went to be with Jesus a few months back, and he was funny too. But he was pretty ill the last couple of years. But Zoe is a little dachshund, miniature dachshund. Now, you know Zoe Grace. And she is hilarious. She plays soccer. She catches it in her mouth. She runs. She's funny. She sings.
Yes, I've heard her
You've
sing.
Heard her sing the Hallelujah Chorus. And she is entertaining.
And she's so, yes. And that's it. Pets are wonderful.
Yes.
And there are lots of great sources of laughter.
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
They really
that's
are.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Okay. All right.
Yeah, see?
So the person who says, wait a minute, you again, I got to go back to this point because I want you to talk to some of these people and encourage them that they can be different. Some people say, I've always been this way. I've always been sad. I've always been depressed. I've always been lonely. What do you say to that person, doctor?
But if you've always been If you always do what you've always done, you'll always be what you always were. And that's not where we want to be. And I'm not going to be able to do that twice, so don't even ask.
Oh, man, I want you to do that twice.
Not going to happen.
My bell is gone in here. If you've always been...
If you do what you've always done, you're always going to be what you are. And that's not what we want to be. We want to be better. We want to be healthy. We want to be moving forward in our lives. So we're going to have to do it different.
Okay, then. I got that.
Did you get that?
I got that.
Okay.
And so what we're saying is we purposefully change our mindset.
We do. And we can do it in small steps. I mean, just with anything else. I've never asked anyone to go run a marathon from, you know, sitting on the couch all day.
No.
We can take one step.
Right.
One little thing. Any one of these little things would make lighten your day up.
Right.
You know, goofing around the house with your kids or your spouse or your loved ones, that's funny. That's fun.
Oh, I got to tell you this, because I think I have used this example on our show before, but it really fits right here. When my oldest grandson was 5, okay, I was in Indiana for Christmas with them, and the kids got all kinds of toys and nice things, things they wanted. You know, they unwrapped all presents from Santa. And so at the end of all this, we're just kind of sitting around and the kids are playing. And Chase said, "Will you play with me, Nana?" And I said, "Sure. What do you want to play with?" And I said, "You want to play with this truck, or what do you want to do? You want to go get your game? We'll play that game." And he looked at me. He goes, "No, I don't want to do any of that right now." He said, "I want you to tickle me till I can't take it anymore." Remember that story?
Yes, I do.
And that's what we did. And it's been a family memory ever since. The Christmas, that's what Chase wanted. And we just were on the floor, just on the carpet, just tickling and rolling and playing. Great memory.
It is.
And
wonderful.
Laughter. I mean, you know, tickling.
That's a belly laugh. That's like belly laugh.
That'll
there.
Get you every time, won't it? That's the kind of stuff you're talking about, right?
You know, you ever seen the Jim Carrey movie Liar Liar?
Yes, it's funny.
Where he comes out with the claw.
Yes.
I used to do that when my kids were little, and we used to run around the house with the claw, and it was so much fun. Or, you know, we'd play silly wars where we would get the ping pong ball guns.
Yes.
And we'd set up forts and have to, like, try and take each other's fort out. I mean,
Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to do paintball. I have to do that sometime.
Yeah, my boys love
it. That's on my bucket list. Oh, tell your boys I want to play paintball with them. Miniature golf. We did this summer when the kids were here from Indiana, and we all went miniature golfing, even all the way down to the 4-year-old grandson. And we had a ball. I mean, it was crazy.
There's always funny things that happen miniature golfing.
It is. I mean, yeah, especially when you can't see the target, you know, down there somewhere, and somebody gets a hole-in-one that's, you know.
And you're just like, how do they do that?
Yeah, just fun. Just fun. So that's the kind of stuff you're talking about?
That's it. You know, go bowling. You know, this week I took my kids bowling, and we had a really, it was funny. I mean, it was funny because one of them, the ball got stuck on his thumb, and it, like, his arm looked like it was going to go halfway down the aisle, and it was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. It's those kinds of things that just make for great memories when something silly, stupid happens. And audience, I just urge you, don't take yourself so seriously.
No.
Be willing to be laughed at and have a good time, you know?
Be willing to laugh at yourself.
Absolutely.
You know?
And a lot of times people don't do that. Doctor, no. They take it personally and they feel embarrassed. Embarrassment will keep you from having a good time.
It really
right?
will. Because if you can just stop and start laughing.
You weren't embarrassed a few minutes ago when you were dancing the hand jive or whatever you were doing in here.
No shame. No shame.
You have no shame.
Surround yourself with things that remind you to lighten up. You know, we talk about having those reminders and those tokens all the time, and you might need one for that. You know, something that's silly and something that reminds you of, you know, we got to lighten up and laugh a little bit.
Do you have
a
little silly thing on your desk or something?
I have tons of silly things on my desk.
Really?
I have a sandbox, it's got moon sand in it. And so when
moon
I'm
sand?
It does. It's blue, bright blue.
Did it
blue.
Come from the moon?
No, not really.
I didn't know if you had been there recently.
I haven't.
Okay.
It's this really cool sand, though, because it's like half sand and like half Play-Doh kind
okay.
of texture. So you can kind of mold it. Yeah, it's really
Where'd
fun.
Where'd you get that?
At the teacher store.
Oh, that sounds like something I'd like to have. A little box of moon sand.
I have it on
moon
my desk,
sand.
And I love it. And it's just, you know, when I need that moment to lighten up, and things can get very serious at work. I work in trauma, so it's very serious all the time. And there's those moments where we just do something silly, play in the sand.
That is too cute. Okay. A great example. Go get some of that moon sand, whatever. And, you know, laugh at yourself, because I think when we do that, when we do something silly or stupid or say the wrong thing or whatever, it's so good to learn to be able to laugh at your own self.
Really, it is. It really is. It's important. We need to be able to learn to laugh at ourselves. And, you know, and it's okay to share some of those embarrassing moments with other people and laugh with them, because they really, some of them are hilarious.
Oh, I know. Oh, absolutely.
They really are. And, you know, and we need to keep life into perspective. There's so much in our lives we cannot control.
Right.
So we can sit and worry and stress about it, or we can kind of find some of the humor and the lighthearted things in it.
Absolutely. So it takes effort, is what I hear you saying. It's not something that just happens for a lot of people. You got to learn to be funny. Seriously.
You do. You do.
I was watching, and I fell asleep in it last night, the finale of Last Comic Standing. I don't know who won. But what I was watching was hilarious. And I noticed about these comics, because I've watched this show a lot for the last few years, is basically they take real-life situations. That's really what they use.
They do.
As their comedy.
That is. If they're laughing at themselves on stage.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And it last night was no exception to that. It was fun. It was silly, you know. And the judges, so to speak, Roseanne Barr and Norm Macdonald, and they're just saying, you know, yeah, that, I can see that happening, you know, that kind of thing. So that's a tip, guys. Learn to laugh at yourself and learn to be willing to see the humor in just ordinary life.
Really. And you know what? Pay attention to kids. Kids just naturally are experts in this. And they just, they're natural into that playing and taking life lightheartedly. And you know what? Just, we need to learn from our kids, because that's how we need to do it as in our adult life.
Right.
We really do. We need it more, I think, sometimes than the kids need it. Because we're dealing with so many heavy things at times.
And oh, absolutely. So those are great examples, things we need to do. And all these ideas that you came up with, funny movies, TV shows, that will jumpstart your funny bone, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean, jumpstart your funny bone? I mean, for those that in our audience that have been too serious in life, maybe, and just don't see the humor in events, you know?
And there's lots. You know, there's Reader's Digest has... I love Reader's Digest.
Reader's
and
Digest. I am shocked that you love Reader's Digest.
Why?
You just seem too young to even know that there is a Reader's Digest, I guess.
But they have a little section that humor in uniform and laughter is the best medicine. And those are the first things I go for in the magazine.
Really?
Yes. They're hilarious, the stories in that
Reader's
thing,
Digest. Mm-hmm. That's cute. Okay. All right. Okay. Any other suggestions? And again, the things that we fill our minds with, back to that point, Doctor, with TV, with movies, whatever, we can just fall into a trap of everything being so dramatic and so serious, right?
We absolutely can. So before we go off, I want to give us some of those long-term benefits.
Let's go with that.
So long-term benefits here. It's going to improve, laughter and humor is going to improve your immune system.
Oh, whoa, that's great.
So remember we talked about worry and stress hurts that immune system. That's why I say it's almost the antidote, because it's actually improving your immune system. So it's releasing... Big, long chemical words that
All right.
You know. Okay.
All right.
That aids in fighting stress and illness. It decreases our stress hormones, and it increases our immune cells and infection-fighting antibodies.
Whoa.
Thus, we're improving our immune system. So our resistance to disease and illness. So that's
so
a good
reason. So
the more
we laugh, we may be less
the healthier
sick.
We are, which is why we're... increasing and having less diseases.
Okay.
We talked about relieving pain. It's aiding our body and producing its own natural painkillers. And it's breaking this pain spasm cycle.
Okay.
Like people who have chronic back issues, spasm pain cycles is one of the parts to it.
Right.
And it's actually helping to break that cycle that happens in a lot of muscle disorders. And a lot of pain back issues is probably like one of the number one pain disorders.
Oh, it is. It really is. You can hear that so many people.
True. And so it's increasing our personal satisfaction with our life. It's making it easier for us to cope with difficulties that we face. And we're going to face them. But we're connecting with people, and it's helping us to cope better and feel more satisfied with our lives. It's reducing our risk for stress diseases, including heart diseases, cancers, autoimmune diseases.
Wow.
It's protecting our heart. What it does is improving the function of blood through the vessels, and it's increasing that blood flow, which is a protective factor from heart attacks and other cardiovascular problems.
My gosh, woman.
And now we're, and not just that. Now those were the physical. Now let's go over emotional.
Okay.
All right. So we are decreasing, are improving our emotional health. We are going to be decreasing our symptoms of depression and anxiety. We're going to be dissolving some of those distressing emotions because we're eating, we're dissolving it when we're laughing.
Okay.
We're using it up and it helps us to relax. Remember, we have 45 minutes of that relaxing happening in our body. It's recharging our bodies.
Right.
And then it helps us to shift perspective.
Wow.
So there we go.
So many benefits to really.
And here's the thing. If I told you all this could happen in a pill, I'd be rich.
Right. Because everybody would be taking it. Right?
Absolutely. I'm telling you, this is free, is attainable. All you have to do is start practicing.
So humor really is the best medicine.
It really is.
Hmm. You know, we've had fun with the show, but I think it's a very serious topic.
It is.
And why go through life depressed, anxious, worried, chronically ill, chronically full of doctor appointments and everything else when give this a try?
It's proven effective. So much research.
So much research on humor. In the Bible, it says a happy heart is good medicine.
There you go.
A cheerful mind works healing in your body. Those are in the book of Proverbs. I mean, so right there, you've got those. I didn't quote them exactly right, but the concept is there. Okay, listeners, do this. Help yourself and become more lighthearted.
Absolutely.
And look for the humor in life.
Do something funny and fun and silly this week. You know, I was, you know, reading a lot of good funny things on Facebook, and there's some really cute things you can go and do that are kind of silly. So,
oh, the one of them, I liked what you said about filling an empty mayonnaise jar.
Yeah, with vanilla pudding and going out in public and eating it so everyone thinks you're eating mayonnaise.
I'll do it if you do it.
I'll do it. Oh, okay. I'm going to watch you guys do
Don't
it.
Don't challenge me with a good time.
There was another one, too, that you came up with. It was really cute. I forget what it was now.
Oh, going by people jogging on the side of the road and blasting out the eye of the tiger.
Yeah. All right. We got a lot of ideas. Dr. Angel's got tons of them because she does this. Oh, my gosh. Hey, it's been a great time tonight on Go Yard, and it's been fun.
It has.
Hey, Dr. Angel, you have a parting word?
Go practice laughter.
Yeah, let's laugh and have a good time. And we're going to see you next week on our anniversary show, 1 year for Go Yard. This has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac bringing you Go Yard. See you next week.
Good night.